Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Virals. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut takes first base on ball four. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresut moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzone out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Clinton moves to third. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Clinton scores. Runnels scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jim Cott. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Tillman moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Lee Stang now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bressude takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conley hits a fly ball towards left field. Killebrew makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Tillman tags and scores. Clinton tags and moves to third. Bressude tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Verhals, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Zolo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Lee Stang. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Narragón moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Narragón scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bresut hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Bresut reaches second base with a double. Allison throws the ball into Power, who tags Bresut trying to return to first, for the out. Clinton scores. Runnels moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Runnels. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Verhals reaches second base with a double. George Banks pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hardy bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Gary Geiger pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.